What up, people? It's your boy B Barnes. This is the latest episode of the Gentleman's Guide podcast. So happy you guys are here with me today. We're going to be talking about not letting your successes, not letting your downfalls, not letting only these things define who you are as a person. You can be great at something, you can suck at something, but you are not just that. You are so much more. As you've heard in that previous episode, you are powerful beyond measure, and we are able to bounce back from anything. We are able to sustain anything. But please understand that you are not only what people want you to be. Strive to be your best self. Gentlemen's Guide. In order to really be your best self, you really have to find out what makes you happy, what genuinely makes you happy. Then and only then would you be able to, you know, form successful, thriving relationships with those so-called, you know, significant others. Now, I understand that that may not be the goal for some people, but I know the majority of us, you know, we're looking for, I found mine, I'm good, but most of y'all are looking for that one. But before you find that one, you need to figure out what makes you happy. How can you expect somebody else to make you happy? And you yourself don't know what makes you happy. So in order to, you know, not just live your best life, before you do that, you have to strive to be your best self. In order to be your best self, figure out what makes you happy and let the world know. One thing that makes me happy is being alone, having alone time, having time to yourself, having nobody else around, maybe a TV, maybe not, maybe a radio, maybe not, but just you in the room, in your space, doing whatever you want to do. So many people struggle with this because they have, you know, insecurity issues. They have self-esteem issues. They feel like they have to be around people in order to feel, you know, at the very least at their baseline. But for me, it's something I've never struggled with. I don't mind being around people. I love people. But we all need that time to recharge. We all need that time to ourselves, learn about ourselves. And again, reiterating, figuring out what makes you happy. Ain't nothing wrong with doing things by yourself. Go to the movies. Go to the movies by yourself. You're not a weirdo. Nobody cares. Take yourself. If you're single, you ain't got no kids, you ain't got no spot, go on vacation by yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Experience things for yourself. Why do you have to wait to have somebody in your life? Why do you have to be around people? How can you expect somebody to like being around you? How can you expect somebody to love you when you don't love yourself? How can you expect somebody to love your company when you don't even love your own company? Ponder on that. Seems so simple, but yet so many people have yet to figure it out. Now, what I really want you guys to understand is no matter how much success you have in an area of your life, no matter how much failure you have in other areas of your life, you are not your failures. You are not only your successes. Yes, they are a part of you. They make you who you are. But you yourself are not those mistakes. You yourself are not only these big successes. And I say that because if people had a choice, yeah, of course they would choose to be successful. And yes, that would be a part of their identity as a person, right? You want to claim the good stuff. It's easy to claim the good stuff. But at a certain point, how far do you go? How far do you go to let that one thing define who you are? Me, when I was younger, back in high school, I mentioned in another episode where I was playing football, started to get recruited, and it got pretty serious. You know, I was going visiting different colleges, getting calls every day from different schools. And this is not a flex. Promise you, this is not a flex. But I'm just saying that I went through all of this whole recruiting process, made it to college, you know, went to NC State. And this game, the game of football, became a huge part of my life. If not, at the time, it was the number one priority. And it's hard to distinguish, you know, self minus that thing. We all have, at some point in our lives, if not yet, you'll come across it one, you know, sooner or later. But most of us have gone through something similar to this, where, you know, you may be good at something, you may be exceptional at something, or what have you. It's hard to distinguish, you know, self without that thing, whatever that thing is. You know, it could be an instrument, it could be a sport, it could be cooking, it could be anything. You know, it could be being a doctor, being a lawyer, anything, any profession. It's hard to distinguish oneself from these things that we consider, you know, positive or successes, or, you know, these type of things. Personally, like for a while, up until, I want to say, maybe a year and a half ago, probably less than that, on my Instagram page, you know, you have your little intro, or whatever you want to call it, caption, and first thing up there was NC State alum, former Wolfpack RB. And for a long time, I took so much pride in having that up there because, you know, playing college football, it's not something that a lot of people get to do, specifically Division I football. You know, a small percentage of high school players get to play at that level. And it's something I'm very proud of, and it's something I'll be able to tell my kids one day when they can understand it. And I'm proud of myself for that. But at the same time, that's not who I am anymore. It's not. You put some pads on me right now with a helmet, I can guarantee you I'm not the same person I used to be. And I ain't trying to hit nobody. Nope. Not today. Your boy is done with that. That's a fact. I mess around and pull a hamstring real quick. And speaking of not letting, you know, what you're known for, or, you know, what initially got you noticed, define who you are, I'm about to switch gears. I want to play a clip from an interview on the Wendy Williams show, and it was a guy by the name of Van Jones up there. You may have seen him multiple times on CNN. He does a lot of political commentary, but he's an actual practicing lawyer, has his own law firm, and he has an apprentice studying under him. She goes by the name of Kim Kardashian West, and she's actually studying to be a lawyer. And I just want to play a clip from this interview, just to show you that it doesn't matter how you start, doesn't matter what you've done in your past, you define who you are. You are the boss of your life, and you have the right for better.
topics about Kim becoming a lawyer, and I thought that that was a great idea from the very beginning. It wasn't until later in the story that I found out she's with your firm. And then I was like, look at Van Gogh.
Hey, listen.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Yeah.
How is she doing?
She's doing great. Look, I think that people are going to have to do a reassessment of her because I think people still see her as that, you know, kid back in the days with Paris Hilton and all that type of stuff.
No, she's that's not what they say. They see her taking back shots with Ray J.
Hey, listen, that said, to your point, people have many different dimensions.
But I respect the new Kim, and you guys, you know, I joke with that, but that's fact. And then the Kim that has reemerged, I like it. Now, your firm is in Chicago.
In Oakland.
It's in Oakland.
Yeah, perfect. And she is studying very hard to become a lawyer. And I'm telling you what, she is serious as a heart attack about it. You know, a lot of times you work with celebrities on causes, you know, they'll show up for you when you call them. Kim calls me.
Yes.
She's like, what about this case? What about this case? What about this case?
I just think,
you know, her dad was a lawyer. You know, she's a mom with three black kids, another one on the way.
I believe that
changes your perspective. Kim Kardashian's about to do some big stuff.
Now listen, you know, in the whole story, the most shocking takeaway I had is I had no idea that I think there are four states in our country where you don't have to go to law school.
Absolutely, and California's one of them.
Now, you graduated from Yale. Does that make you feel a ways that you had to go to law school to be the Van Jones that you are?
No, because...
Or do you think you're a higher quality lawyer than an online lawyer?
No, I don't. I'll tell you why. California does it the old school way. The old school way was you had to actually work with the lawyer and be an apprentice for 4 years as opposed to going to law school, sit in the classroom for three. It's actually harder the way that she's doing it. She's got to be tested every month. People think, oh, well, she's doing it some cheap, easy way. It's much easier to just go to law school and have it handled that way.
And also, you realize that if she's with an accredited firm like Van's firm, if she doesn't do well, then that is a slight on your firm and every single person employed there. So,
I tell you what, I wouldn't take the chance if I didn't think she could do it.
I believe you.
It's a lot of things you can take from that interview, from that clip. Two things I take from that interview is the elephant in the room, which is Wendy Williams. You know she's gonna be Wendy, and she gonna do her gossip, her thing, whatever that you want to call it. That's what she does. But the other thing is Van Jones. He's a guy who's taking a chance, you know, on somebody who the world sees in a different light. And it only takes one person to give you a shot. To prove yourself, to reinvent yourself, to help you get to another dimension of your life you didn't know you can get to. This is a prime example. Now, obviously, you know, Kim's rich. I'm just using this as an example because we all know who she is. We all know how she got famous. You know, so this is a great example of, you know, bossing up, you know what I'm saying, changing your image, changing public perception, you know, of who you are, which I mean that can't be your number one reasoning for doing any of this. The number one reason for being your best you is for you, first and foremost, and like I said, everything else is just a cherry on top. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. Pray you got something from it that sticks with you, that resonates with you, that, you know, that pricks your heart, makes you want to be better. Search the deepest parts of yourself. Figure out how to be vulnerable with yourself. Figure out all the things you have to unlearn. I've been saying this so many times, and I'm gonna keep on saying it, but figure out what you have to unlearn. What you think is normal, what you thought was normal growing up, may not be normal, may not be conducive to you moving forward in your life. And I find that's a very hard thing for men to do. Because one, we're taught to not talk about our feelings. But find somebody who you can be vulnerable with, who you can be completely transparent with, because that's the only way we want to grow. It starts with ourselves, but we need people to support us. So again, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. go to Apple Podcasts if you have iPhone or iPad or whatever. Leave a review. Give me them 5 stars if you feel so compelled to do so. And yeah, I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Peace.